Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Congratulations. How pleasing was that outcome? Was that performance for you, given that you have to come to kind of tricky away venue?
Very. So, getting the draw, Fulham, then you have just to look where we play first. I think everybody would say probably would prefer to play the second game at home. So we play our home game first, and we've been 2-1, and we are long enough in the business to really know that nothing halftime. So you would expect that Fulham comes here today out of the block, flying, Carlsund. I liked our first 30 minutes really a lot. So we were just ready for this game, and that's the most important thing. So I heard this Marco's press conference, and I love it. I respect him so much. That's why I had to look at it. But even his most important game, maybe of the season, stuff like this, want to go for a final and all these kind of things. And you know what it means to them. And I told the boys, I know what it means to us, but we have to show it to the outside world that we want it as much as they want it. And I saw that. So, but after half an hour of scoring one goal, I think we could have scored a second one. Game opens up slightly, and we go half time. Wanted to play more football, wanted to control the game more again. Then they come out and they may be depressed. Do that, but we understood the game slightly better. I liked the second half as well. We should have scored. There were two situations. I think the counter-attack, when everything's perfect, and then Lucho doesn't find the red player, which is a shame. And then and Orban Harvey could shoot with a slightly weaker right foot. Yeah, we could have put the game to bed. We didn't. 1-1. Harry Wilson, so another Liverpool boy, with a really good moment to us. And you have to bring it over the line. We did. It feels great. We are really happy. The dressing room was really happy. The boys wanted it. The boys got it. So, and now we have, 10 games to play until the final in 4 weeks or so. So it's a few games coming up before that. But we are looking forward to Wembley, definitely.
Hi. How did you see Luis Diaz's performance?
Very good. he's a fantastic player. Absolutely fantastic. There's absolutely no criticism, but I wish he would have set up the second and score the third, because first half it was a fantastic football situation where it was in a similar situation like when he scored. So, but playing wise, what a boy, the speed, the power, what he can generate, the technique, the combination of all that is outstanding. And I'm really happy, but I like Darwin's performance today a lot as well, to be honest. I mean, he was not involved in these kind of finishing situations, but to defend him is a nightmare, to be honest. He was everywhere. He kept the ball and all this kind of. So the boys bring us to death. We can use from time to time. It was just a good game, a good cup game. So we expected tonight that we just show quality and get through, and this will be a walk in the park. Doesn't understand the game and doesn't understand the importance of the occasion, because both teams really want to go to Wembley and be qualified. And that's all we could wish for.
Can I ask about Jurel Ponce? Because he's coming, you might go to play him tonight. And he's not played in many or any of the games for that, I don't think. He's faced it like a veteran.
We don't make a real difference of it, to be honest, but I don't know exactly how it looks in Jorel, but he looks pretty calm around with all these kind of things. So it's now not that we mentioned like during the week like 5-6 times that, by the way, it's semi-final, don't forget it. If we lose, we are not to win Wembley.
We try to help the boys at least with a bit of the experience we had over the years.
But it's just a good player. Just a really good player. So that's the most important.
Conor Bradley, don't think he played in a semi-final, to be honest.
Bobby Clark, if they're on youth level. So these boys are, they are essential for what we do in the moment. And it's really nice for them. You can see how they grow every day. It's a really cool experience for us and for them, and helped them a lot the last few weeks.
Jim, just ask you about Joe Gomez. When you lost Simicast Roberts in such a big succession, that really hurt you as a team.
Without Joe, nothing would have happened in the last pretty much 13, 14 weeks since Robbo is out. Yes, because he could play there. But the things we could do with Trent when we brought Joey on, I don't know exactly how many games Joey made now this year, but I would say 20-something already. And not only games, he played exceptional today again. It's a real defender, and he comes inside. He's doing that really well. Tried a couple of times, obviously, to finish the discussion about not scoring. Would say, for my taste, a bit from too far, but still all right. Yeah, he was he's a lifesaver, to be honest, that he was here, that he could play. And people forget how important Joey was in the best years we had. I don't know how many games he played in the year when we became champion, and how many games he played in the year when he won the Champions League. So, like, a lot. And rightly so, because he's a top-class player.
Mike, one last one, Paul, Luis.
Jorgen, at the end, your fans unfurled a banner saying, imagine being us. What's it like to be you at the moment? Because you're top of the league, in a final, through the Champions League knockout phase, and then the FA Cup. It must be quite good being you,
isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, with worse situations, definitely. Clear. But look, I can tell you, it's completely fine that our fans feel it like that. It's absolutely fine. I'm really happy and pleased for them. But we're playing 3 days against Norwich. That's my problem, if you want. 4 days late? No, we're playing 4 days again. What is today? Wednesday. Thursday, Friday. 4 days. But then 3 days after that, we play Chelsea and then Arsenal. So, yeah, imagine having to play, being us and having to play all the games we have to play. So that's not as enjoyable as watching them, but it's fine, absolutely fine.
Paul,
last
one.
You said this is a Queen's competition. I guess that would stay.
Why is it, imagine that.
Why is that so important?
Oh, that's a different situation a little bit between Cuif and Jorel, for example. So Jorel is part of, if you want, of the rotation group. Easy as that. And that's how it is. We have to. Imagine now we play now two all the time. We don't want to do it. So we will not. As long as we can make these decisions, we will. Cuif is a top goalie. And when Ali is fit, then he doesn't have a lot of games. So, and I want to give him desperately the opportunity to play, because it's important for development, and he deserves it on top of that, because he's always there. He's giving his absolute everything. Like Adrian, by the way, is the same. They deserve moments. And this competition, well, I told Ali before the season, two years ago, it was already like that, right? Yeah. So I don't know exactly how many games he played now already, but with European League, there were a few, and that's how it works. That's how it works. And he was really happy after the game today. He's not smiling a lot, at least when I'm around. But after the game, I could see he was really happy about qualifying again and having the chance again to win the second trophy in his career, which is would be a big one. But we all know it's Chelsea, eh? And they probably want to put
history right after playing us twice 2 years ago. Yeah, but it's just great. Okay. Thank you very much.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.